25 Years of Tristan by Tom Evans. Three months left. I am Y, I must be male. The calcium ions excite my tail. The race is on to get there first. My head hits the ovum, the others fared worse. 308 months left. I am here, but where am I? Into another life, born to die. My soul attaches to my knot accord. A brand new home, all aboard. 300 months left. Mum would always say I'd be late. There was no hurry to get out of the gate. Down the corridor my voice could be heard, on my own now, that they'd cut our cord. 297 months left. I was on my dad's back in a papoose, when out of my mouth I said loose. My mother cried all the way down the hill. My big sister thought it was Brill. 287 months left. I'm in bed early, but what have I done? All I know is I got a smack on my bum. You can't blame him for the mess you make. I didn't know then it was Dad's favourite tape. 266 months left. Lucy reads me to sleep at night. I cry if she doesn't leave on the light. Left on my own with no one to play. Can't wait for her to come home each day. 255 months left. At school at last, with loads of new friends. I like drawing and playing pretend. Each day though, I'm last at the gate. Hate it when mummy's always so late. 237 months left. Come down, Tristan, there's someone to meet. I shake Martin's hand, his daughter looks neat. Mum's looking so happy, this makes me feel glad. I wonder when I'll next see my dad. 229 months left. Weekends now are not much fun. Lucy and Pat leave me on my own. The boys in the close won't let me play. I'll get my own back on them one day. 212 months left. For my reading, all I got was an F. But I beat the best at school at chess. My teacher thinks I'm being lazy. Lucy says, you're just plain crazy. 197 months left. Every afternoon, they'd follow me home. I wish you could just leave me alone. I turned to run but didn't get far. I now know what they mean about seeing stars. 188 months left. I got my orange belt in less than a year. I'd now walk home without any fears. Everyone wanted to become my mate. My school reports still weren't that great. 174 months left. He started it, he called me thick. I floored him with a single kick. I'm sorry, but he'll have to go. Getting expelled was a bit of a blow. 166 months left. It did me no harm, Martin has said. But I won't be able to tuck him up in bed. It'll make him a man and nobody's fool. I cried all the way to my boarding school. 150 months left. I'd never thought I'd hate to go home. Such a brilliant place my school had become. My results, however, still weren't that grand. At least I'd become the drummer in a band. 143 months left. That summer, we were the stars of the show, playing 3 encores at the school disco. 2 local girls' schools would make the trip. First time I ever got kissed on the lips. 126 months left. The head told my mum, it can be so hard to spot. I'd been struggling so much because of what I'd got. Now we can really help make him tick. They'd found out I was pretty dyslexic. So much revision to do, exams 1 week away. Granny would be happier if you were to stay. The ink on my essay ran 'cause I cried. I felt a part of me had died. 110 months left. Pinning results on the wall is just so cruel. What a way to be exposed as a fool. There was my name right at the bottom. They know how to make you feel rotten. 108 months left. This must be my worst ever summer. Lucy's off travelling, which is a real bummer. You'll have to help pay for your resits. Getting a job was a prerequisite. 96 months left. I knew he was trouble, Pete's elder brother. We never knew how he supplied one spliff after another. That night we were caught by the short and curlies, dreading telling Martin why I was sent home early. 84 months left. The days are a drag for a 17-year-old in limbo. No school or a job, and with pubs all no go. My 18th birthday, though, was just sublime. Got off my face on vodka and lime. 80 months left. We'd been seen drinking with your stepdad. Some of those nights, what fun we had. Surprised that Martin turned out not so square. Came up with my new career then and there. 78 months left. It's so funny how the tables can turn. By helping others in need, you really learn. No fault of their own, these kids' lives had been wrecked. I became a youth leader and was bathed in respect. 72 months left. My 19th birthday was complete delirium. In a bar playing guitar, a goddess called Miriam. Dark flowing hair and a voice of a dove. Instantly knew she would be my first true love. 56 months left. You can tell much from a voice at the end of a phone. Our love was dwindling. I could just tell by her tone. Even her texts were short and not at all sweet. Mine used all 160 characters. I tried to be upbeat. 42 months left. A new year brings new opportunity. A trip to Africa for my kids and me. We spent the first night around the campfire. Played drums under the stars. I was simply inspired. 27 months left. Something felt wrong that fateful night. Knew some of the boys were packing a knife. Didn't take long to break the fight up. Only found out after that I'd been cut. 24 months left. 3 months of waiting to find out if I'm condemned. Night upon sleepless night without end. By the end of tomorrow, I'll learn my fate. If I have got AIDS, how long to wait? 17 months left. Out on the town again, feeling much bolder. Was surprised a better woman, that much older. She certainly taught me a thing or three. Hope I get used to calling her Daphne. 12 weeks left. I knew it would have to come to an end. Why did she tell her husband about Tristan, her friend? I'll always remember our times together. I guess having an affair's just not that clever. 8 weeks left. Getting used again to being single. I found a younger crowd with which to mingle. Back in a band now and feeling free. Even enrolled at college to study IT. No weeks left. You can't spend your birthday stuck in your bed. Come over to our place, Lucy had said. From behind the van came a girl with an ice cream. The last thought through my mind was hitting the screen. 25 Years of Tristan is the sequel to 100 Years of Ermyntrude. In 100 Years of Ermyntrude, I explored what it'd be like to live your life backwards. And in 25 Years of Tristan, it's an exploration of what it'd be like to live your life if you knew how many months you had left. To get the whole picture, you'll have to go and listen to 100 Years of Ermyntrude again, and probably listen to this again too. And when you're done, listen to 65 Years of Lucy, Lucy's Ermyntrude's daughter, and Tristan's sister. And if you take one message away from these short stories, it's just to live your life as if every day was your last. Live long and prosper.